The same thing happens at the end of Mark in chapter 16. Jesus appears after his resurrection and he tells his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all of creation. Well, how are they supposed to be able to do that? Especially after Jesus has died and they think, you know, well, this is it. Well, the rest of 16 says that believers will see incredible miracles and signs and wonders happening. Once again, that's God's authority and power being unveiled. Even more in John 20, Jesus has appeared after his resurrection, and Mary clings on to Jesus, and she doesn't want to let go of him. But Jesus tells her to let go of him because he has not yet ascended to the Father. Now, Mary wants Jesus to stick around for obvious reasons, because she's realized that he's the real deal. And it's so funny how, but the writers are making a point that it's women who are always getting who Jesus is first. It's women who receive the gospel message after Jesus' resurrection first. So I think that that's great. And that's very subversive in the first century, where women didn't necessarily have a place. But Mary gets who Jesus is at his resurrection. And he tells her to let go of him.